are London Marathon superstars. Five members started the London Marathon on Sunday, 26th April, and five members triumphantly crossed the finish line. They showed a huge amount of determination and grit, pushing their bodies to complete the gruelling 26.2-mile course alongside their guide runners and an additional 30 supporters. Our 2026 participants will be celebrating their own personal achievements, and our members can feel proud that they have shown what is possible after sight loss. Together, they have raised awareness of the life-changing support we provide and raised over £80,000, which ensures we can reach and support even more blind veterans. Our members. Wayne. Wayne, 44, took part in the London Marathon for the first time alongside his guide Matt and finished in 5 hours and 53 minutes. He says, "At the moment, I'm still trying to process what I've achieved. It was absolutely amazing. I was emotional along the way as I thought about my incredible journey since sight loss, and I couldn't believe what I was actually doing. None of it would have been possible without the charity." Wayne served in the Royal Navy for 4.5 years as an able seaman warfare specialist on board HMS Chatham and HMS Monmouth. His sight loss journey only began at the end of 2022 when he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, and he began to receive our support in the spring of 2023. He says, "While staying at the Rustington Centre, I was asked to share some of the things I'd like to achieve that seemed out of reach to me because of my sight loss. I shared my dream of taking part in the London Marathon, and here I am just 3 years later with a medal around my neck." Wayne found aspects of the marathon challenging, but his guide Matt was there for him every step of the way. He says, "I found that I couldn't get into a proper pace because of how busy it was and the heat was phenomenal. My guide Matt was incredible and really mindful of my safety. I had a couple of slips on bottles that had been dropped and near misses with other runners who stopped sharply in front of me to take selfies. As the marathon went on and I became tired, my sight got narrower. My retinitis pigmentosa has never been like it. I really pushed my body to the max. I couldn't have asked for a better guide. It was two humans working together as one team. We were arm in arm the whole way until right at the end when Matt let me go and encouraged me to run ahead, saying, 'Wayne, go and grab that marathon.' Wayne is hoping to return to take on the London Marathon next year, and he says he now has the buzz for it." Andy. Andy, 51, is one of our London Marathon experts, having now completed the course 11 times. He joked, "I was hoping to chase down the leader, but he finished before I even started. But I now have 11 London Marathon medals to display. Those of us with a visual impairment should never be written off. We can live full and active lives and achieve incredible things." As ever, the atmosphere was cracking, and I got to meet some of the supporters who'd come out to cheer us on. I've already signed up for next year. Blind Veterans UK has done so much for both me and my family. That's why I'm so passionate about giving back by supporting the charity and helping them to make a difference for others, just like they did for us. As Andy threw himself into training for this year's London Marathon, he decided to keep things going throughout the year with a 200-mile-a-month challenge. He says, "The routine and physical and mental impact of getting out on my training walks and runs is clear to me. The knowledge that what I'm doing is supporting Blind Veterans UK keeps me focused and boosts my self-worth and confidence. The day after the marathon, I took myself out for a little 10-mile run, as I still had 35 miles to complete before the end of April. Blind Veterans UK isn't just a charity, it's a lifeline. It's changed my life, and I know it's done the same for many others. I'll always champion what they do and do my bit to support and run fundraise for them whenever I can." Andy joined the Army in 1992 and spent 19 years with the Royal Logistic Corps. At 37, he only had 2 years left to serve and had begun to plan his future outside of the Army, but was forced to retire early after he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa. We have supported him since 2011, and his rehabilitation has been aided along the way with sport and fitness. Kelly. Kelly, 44, ran her first London Marathon in 2015 and was excited to get back out there to do it again this year. Just 2 weeks ago, Kelly fell on her ankle during a training run and chipped her ankle. She was worried that it would signal the end of her London hopes, but she was still able to put weight on it, so was determined to carry on. She says, "I had a beaming smile the whole way round the course. The crowd were fantastic and were shouting out my name. I was thanking them for coming out and supporting us." Kelly partnered up with Wayne as her guide and met him for the first time the day before the marathon. She says, "Wayne and I clicked and found that we helped each other. Wayne is a fantastic guide and was my eyes throughout the course, ensuring my safety. It was an absolute pleasure to run with him. I couldn't have done it without him. In return, I pushed Wayne's pace and challenged him. After the marathon, my daughter put Wayne on the spot and asked if he would be running with me again next year. We are going to give it a go and hopefully, as a team, improve on our time." Kelly joined the Army in 1998 and served until 2005 with the Adjutant General's Corps. She suffered a stroke at the age of 23 as a result of an autoimmune condition that causes blood clots. The stroke changed her life overnight and she found herself becoming a blind veteran. She says, "I lost my sight and my career. Blind Veterans UK saved my life. I owe them a great deal. They took me in after I lost my sight and have taken care of me ever since. I am so proud to be a blind veteran. I wouldn't be who I am today if I wasn't. I wore my Blind Veterans UK t-shirt with pride." Chris. Chris, 65, took on his first ever marathon on Sunday alongside Phoebe, who works for our charity, and stepped in 2 weeks before the event. The pair crossed the finish line in 4 hours and 51 minutes. Chris says, "It's too soon to say if I would do it again, but it was a brilliant experience. I usually run cross country, so I found it tough pounding on pavements for 26 miles. I want to say a huge thank you to Phoebe for stepping in as my guide. It's a tough job and I have a lot of respect for them. I'd also like to thank all the supporters that showed up on the day and Teresa and Rich, who work at the charity centre, for their support. Chris served in the Territorial Army in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and later he served as a firefighter with Surrey Fire and Rescue Service. It was during his career as a firefighter that he began to realise something was wrong with his sight. We've supported Chris for the past 9 years. He says, "I took on the London Marathon because I wanted to fundraise for the charity that has been there for me for the last 9 years. They have provided me with physical support, with technology and gadgets to help me live day-to-day life. But above all, I've benefited hugely from the camaraderie of being in the company of others who have lost their sight and have a military background to bond over." Alan. Alan, 45, completed his 15th London Marathon this year, making him our most experienced London Marathon runner of the group. Together with his guide Helen, they finished the course in 3 hours and 48 minutes. He does not take the enormity of the task for granted, though. He says, "This year seemed particularly tough and was the closest I've ever come to walking at the end. I'm a year older and it was very warm. I'm very grateful to my guide, who was superb in guiding me around a very busy course. I've been a blind veteran for over 20 years, and the charity has had a hugely positive impact on myself and my family, so it's an honour to be able to give back." Alan joined the Navy in 2002, but just 3 years later, when he was 24, a rare genetic condition similar to macular degeneration took his sight and forced him to retire from the armed forces. He says, "I felt so lonely and was so full of worry and uncertainty for my future. I'd been committed to a career with the Royal Navy. It's what I expected to do for life, but that was snatched away from me along with my eyesight." Alan began to receive our support in 2005 and says that the rehabilitation and equipment he's received have enabled him to live independently and continue to pursue the sports that he loves. He says, I'm proud to run for BLM Veterans UK, and the London Marathon is a terrific opportunity to remind myself I can still take on big challenges and endeavours in spite of my sight loss. There is still time to show your support to our blind veterans and to donate to their Just Giving page. Supporter of Blind Veterans UK is fundraising for Blind Veterans UK. www.justgiving.com/page/LM26